I'm putting you on the spot because you're on the air, you're live, you're on the air, and I keep asking you this. And I'm going to call on myself because, you know, both of you guys, you know, Stugatz, I asked to do something, both of you guys, okay? Yeah. I said, can you call Chris Palermo? Can you have Chris Palermo write to, you know, Chase Carson, you know, a line? I know black guys don't hang out in pizza parlors, but I'll hang out in a pizza
parlor. It's not a crack house, it's a pizza parlor. If it was called, if meth makers, maybe you'd have a shot, Chase.
Anyway, Frank. Can you give him a call for me, Frank? Can you give me? I'll sit in the back on a stool or something. Just give me a credit. I need some credits.
Well, you know, there's going to be the Mark Wahlberg coming up March 13th. You have to go to the Boston casting.
I heard about that. I saw Angela. I was over there a couple weeks ago, and I saw Angela. I did hear about that.
Okay, good.
Speaking of Angela, did you get into the Patriot games?
Yeah, I'm in there. I'm going to be at MIT. Police officer, I believe.
You gonna, John? Did you get that?
No, I'm not gonna.
Okay. I got an audition for, you know, a cop.
Nice.
MIT police. So we'll see what happens with that.
And weren't you a cop in RIPD? RIPD?
Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah, I did that for a whole month.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah, I remember seeing that.
That was a good gig. That was a real good one.
John said you can only see the top of your head over the desk. You couldn't see just the top of your head.
I did not say that, Frankie.
That's what you said that. Hey.
I was a 1970s police officer. They did it by decades. They went back all the way from 1800s all the way up to 2000.
Nice.
Hey, Frank, I'm thinking about taking John up to the hill, to take him up to meet the boys. I told him, I said, you got to make sure, you know, you put away like a half a week, or, you know, a week once you go up there and hang out with those guys. You know why, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I told him. So I might take him up to the hill.
Yeah,
up
to the hill. He'll be all right.
Yeah. I just tell him I know you, Frankie. That's all.
Pay for a nice chicken parm sandwich. You'll be all right.
Speaking of chicken parm sandwiches, man, it's been a while, man.
Yeah, pretty soon. Next week, I'll take them.
Maybe next week?
Of course, because I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, John won't be here, so bring him.
When are you coming back, John?
Doesn't matter. Just bring him next week. I'll make sure he gets his piece. All right? Bring him next week.
Once a month, right? Once a month, you come on now?
John comes on once a month. Once a month, yes.
All right, we'll
until the FCC says otherwise.
That's right.
Until they say otherwise, which might be very soon.
And I keep coming every month to get my paycheck from the first month, which I still haven't seen yet.
Well, Frank, get the first one. Let me know. I want to put in a frame.
Frankie, pay the man. Pay the man. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in.
Frankie, good to talk to you, brother.
You too.
Hey, we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk about that other thing. We'll take care of that too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll keep a good work up, and I'll be listening the rest of the night. And the great tone.
Thanks, man.
And, I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Frankie. Thank you very much. Love you, man.
Take care, brother.
Bye,
guys. Bye, Frank.
Take care, brother.
she love is like a.
WMF. Oh, Paula Abdul in the Vibeology. That's one of my favorite Paula Abdul jams.
Yeah, she's good. I like Paula.
No, okay, I didn't mean to bother you because
no, I know.
I saw you over there reading, so I didn't look at your phone. I mean, we're doing a radio show here.
No problem.
I don't mean to bother you or anything.
So you're speaking about making the extra money. How's the Uber gig going?
Oh, it's going good. I've been giving out tips. I've been giving out Uber tips.
Nice.
I gave out a couple tips about stop people from talking in your car. You can listen to that. I did it a couple of weeks ago, but it's going good. I'm meeting a lot of people.
Nice.
A lot of some strange stuff going on. I think I'm gonna get some memoirs together. Maybe better.
Yeah, you should.
So I'm riding around. I told you I've been going. I go all over the place.
Do you?
Almost all over the place. But the other two nights, I ended up in Brockton of all places.
Oh my god!
I gotta stop there. And then once I was there, they ended up being there for like 2 hours. I got one after another, one after another. Held.
And how much did you get? Yeah, how much did they take off you?
Yeah.
You gotta love Brockton. It's the only place you hear the headlines come out. Two family burns, 77 left homeless. I don't understand. I do. I really do like the financial district in Brockton. That's that intersection with the package store in one corner, the unemployment office, a rent a center, and the check cashing stop, right there.
I don't think.
But they are nice in Brockton. They do it upright every year at the 4th of July with the fair.
The Brockton Fair. Yeah.
What they do is they do the chalk outlines of the bodies in red, white, and blue around the fairground. But my favorite are the rides that they have. I really love the rides they have there. A couple of my favorite rides there. One's the drive-by shooting gallery. I like that one. The other good one that's pretty good is the...
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't endorse
bumper carjackings. That's a nice one. But my favorite, my absolute favorite is pin the shiv in the honky. I love that one, So that's basically...
I have friends in Brockton.
I know. Well, hey, what are you going to do? I'm sorry. I feel bad for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for John Pierce's statement on Brockton, especially my friends. I have people over there. I don't even know if I can go back there anymore. But what was your favorite one? The shiv, the honky?
Pin the shiv on the honky. Oh, God.
Anyway, like you do every time you come on the show, Johnny picks two or three of his favorite songs. We call them Johnny's Junkie Favorites.
Funky, not junky.
All right, sorry.
One man's gold is another man's silver,
I'm still on the shiv, the honky.
Oh, okay. That's right.
John comes on to fix two of his favorite songs, two or three of his favorite songs from back in the day and plays them consecutively. What we got up this week,
this
man?
One here will be kind of happy, make you in a happier mood. How about a little Maceo Parker to start it off with? Okay. Elephant's Foot.
Elephant's Foot. All right, where are we?
WMFO 91.5, Medford and Boston.
Not knowing what to do, I thought I'd get my friend and go to the zoo. We didn't see an elephant or a cage. Someone had put them all on the stage. There were lumps and bumps and all kinds of grind. You know those elephants wouldn't stay in line. I said, I know just what they need. Let's teach them all to do the Wayman Reed. We practiced and practiced all day long to teach these elephants the elephant song. They looked at us with tight lips, just kept on moving those big elephant hips. And elephant dancing is a thing to see. And that's when I noticed they were looking at me. I said, come on, elephants, come on, let's go. And that's when one of them stepped on my toe. Elephant stepped on my foot. 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 You
must give elephant a dirty look. Is a pretty good gimmick. I looked at my watch, it was getting late. It was about time to open the gate. People came in to see the show. Someone said, hey, look, that's Maceo. I said, can I have your attention, please? These elephants are about to dance you down to your knees. They bumped and grind and swayed all day. Started thinking about after the show, hey. I said, come on, it's not time to eat. We got to get the crowd up off their feet. We got to keep going for a while yet. Gotta help the owner out of debt. I said, anyway, after this, there's another show. And again, same elephant, same toe. Elephant stepped on my foot. 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 Elephant stepped on my foot.
You must give elephant a dirty look.
I know what I'll do. I'll feed him some of this.
WMFO, Maceo Paca. Elephant stepped on my foot. I like that one, man.
That's a good one, man. And pretty happy soon.
That is a good one. And he played, didn't he play with the
James Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty.
Elephant stepped on it. Elephant stepped on it.
Oh, that's bad, man. That's bad. Good choice. Good choice.
Thanks.
All right, let's do another one.
How about Little Al Jarreau, Boogie Down?
Which one? Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 91.5.
WMFO, Medford and Boston.
Still
91.5 WMFO. That's two solid selections there, my man.
Thank you, my man.
Very nice song. Al Jarreau, that was a closet jam from back in the day.
Oh, yeah. He was a great guy.
Always brought the good stuff. All right, I got to do a PSA. Then we're going to come back. I got Philip Bailey going out to Medford. Medford in about 30 seconds. Stay right there.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, 1/3 of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
WMFO Medford.
you're listening to my dad, Chase Carson, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Thank you, son.
That I can't fix, 'cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble just to move out on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, 'cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain.
Well, all right.
Dub time.
WMFO and in deep,
'cause I can do it in the mix. cause I can do it in the mix.
And last night, a DJ saved my life. Send out to my girl, Julie, out in Wareham. And while John's in the men's room putting on a new fresh pair of Depends, I think now's a good time to play our jazz interlude. And this week's jazz interlude is brought to you by Kirk Whalen. This is off the Now Till Forever album. This is the soundtrack, Now Till Forever, on the jazz interlude on the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Lord have mercy.
Carson, a 91.5 WMFO Medford.
91.5 WMFO. Oh, man. Music that sounds that good, John, should be against the law, man.
That's right, man.
Oh!
It just scares me. I see the way you look at me when this music plays. <you know? laughs>
This concludes our jazz interlude for this Friday with Richard Elliott and Candlelight off the Best of Richard Elliott album. Oh, man, I love that stuff. Oh, man, we're talking about, excuse me, about things with to do with
hands,
appendages on people's, and the things on the end of people's arms.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what we're talking about off air. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Well, you know, it's all about the hand thing. It depends on it. Somebody made fun of Donald Trump. This election is unbelievable. I mean, it's sickening. Okay. All I think of every time I think of this election is Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine having sex with her? All right, Baba, we're gonna take it to the next level. My name is not Jennifer Flowers. My name is not Monica. Come on, Bubba, give it to me like a man. I can just hear her now.
I can't hear
and then how does Donald Trump finish sex? He gets out the Windex and cleans his lip prints off the mirror, you know? Oh, my God. And when he's up with Ted Cruz, he looks like he had that white stuff hanging out his mouth. He looked like he was campaigning at a rest area somewhere, for Christ's sake.
I'm not sure if that...
Oh, my God. And Donald, that hand thing is totally wrong.
Now, this is the president. This is going to be... This guy could... possibly, most likely, be the next president of the United States. And he's talking about his Johnson on national TV at a debate.
But it's not a true theory. Look at my hands. They're like a size 4XL, and that's about all that's 4XL, except for my waist, you know? But I'm just telling you, that's bull. That is so bull. And then, Paul, speaking about the hands, how about Whitey, huh?
I got to turn this down. Now, explain something to me.
What?
You're in prison.
Yeah.
There's no women in, well, so to speak.
No, I know. Chase, you had it right the first time. Chase is off air, and we're talking about that and how foolish it was. Chase goes, hey, it's his antifungal cream and his infection. He can wash it as fast as he wants. You know, what are you talking about, Chase, huh?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would say.
I know.
That's exactly what I would have said. But what I'm saying is, the poor bastards, I mean, they're in there, like, not poor bastards, but I mean, they're in there, like, they should have something maybe to, you know, rub one out underneath the mattress.
Yeah, but if you're going to do that, turn the light off.
That's true, too. He did have the light on. Yeah. Well, maybe he wouldn't see. Well, yeah, that problem you have.
He should have slept with a hat on, not a light on, you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. I've been hanging out with my man, John Pierce. Hey, man. People are saying, you see what she said, Cowboy said on Facebook? She said, you guys look like you guys are having fun. We are.
We are.
This is what we do.
This is it.
And if we could, some way, well, I guess we'd have to get on satellite radio to talk about some of the stuff that he talks about off air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all me.
Oh, man. Anyway, we got around 40 minutes, excuse me, 20 minutes left to wrap up the show. You going to stick around for a minute?
For a little while.
All right, because there's one more thing I do want to talk about.
All right, you got it.
All right, 11:41, you listen to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
I want to put my arms around. almost broke every law except for one, babe. Attraction, are you ready? I know you feel it, pull you nearer till you feel it again. Oh, wanna do something right, but we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight, and we ain't tryna save it for later. Stay out here living the life, yeah. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow, Mona. And I've got that little something I like, the little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray, astray.
Jeffrey.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey!
There comes a time in every man's life. You're gonna do wrong. I made a mistake, girl. Just let me explain. Can't believe it, although I did it. I have never been that kind of man. Oh no, I must admit it, I wasn't with it. But you were the best I've ever had.
95 WMFO and after 7 in the heat of the moment. Well, once again, I had a blast bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, dance, and funk from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here on Friday nights between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight at WMFO. John, thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, dude.
Once again, man, you come in, you bring your stuff. I have a blast every time you come in.
I do, too. Are you sure this check isn't going to bounce?
This one is not going to bounce.
All right. I had trouble with that last one.
I'm going to need you to hold it till the end of the year, though.
All right. That's fine. Which year?
Soon enough. Soon enough. But, John, all seriousness, man, thanks a lot for stopping by, man.
No problem. I had a great time, Chase.
We'll see you again next month.
You got it.
All right. And we're going to plan some time where we can... Hey, by the way, before we go, can we go back to Chatham this year? Did you straighten that up with the chief? Are we all set down there?
I am. I don't know about you.
All right.
They don't like disc jockeys down there in Chatham.
I heard that. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, work like you do not need the money. Dance like nobody's watching and love like you want to be loved and everything will be all right. So until next Friday night, see ya.
So say good night to the bad guy.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, brother.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.